Check 1 2. Check 1 2. Well, that was the main recording. I should have did something different, but all right. Oh, fuck. You know what? Fuck this. We're just using the phone. Fucking pause the recording and kiss my ass. All right. Just hope the phone doesn't go squirrely on me.
Yeah.
Oh, I we were already running. The punt. We were running. Just moved. We had a problem a couple weeks ago where the podcast totally got fucked. So yeah, I've been using two sources. But this phone's been fine. Yeah, so that gives us more room on the table and blah, blah, blah. So, Football Fanatics Podcast, Sunday edition.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Easy, like a Sunday morning. 10:19 in the a.m. and we all have a beer.
Yeah.
Of course. We've got a couple of the contingency folks that are on bye weeks. We got the Cowboys on a bye and
The Bills,
which I totally forgot to invite Kylie. Kylie, if you're listening somehow, I apologize. Just typically what happens is poor Kylie comes up here.
Excited about the Bills.
And then they lose, and then he feels like he jinxed them.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't show up anymore. Right. So, a couple bye weeks. We do have some good... the Dolphins won. Once again, it's a lot of heartache and misery.
Right.
But they get the win.
They got the win. Cutler was 9 of 57.
Yeah.
For 83 yards and an interception.
So I was saying, you know, their only touchdown was a fumble return, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Boy.
I thought Landry might have had a touchdown, too, in that game later.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, for some reason, I thought Ajayi had one, but...
No, it was Landry.
Well, I just saw it was... Well, okay, yeah. It was 16-10.
Yeah, they missed, like, an extra point.
Oh, okay. I see.
I to be honest, I mean, I was getting pretty disgusted.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
look at this guy's got the golden chariot.
Yeah.
There isn't even one is because fucking Matt Castle was the quarterback. I mean.
Right.
You know.
No cheese grater on my ball hairs. So I might have to shave my. I may have to shave my ass because you were almost dead on the Seahawks game.
Oh man, I know. I thought I was gonna have that one too.
Yeah, we got need a extra beer. Stu, you got 12 packs. So.
Yeah.
Oh damn. Where'd you get that? At Top?
Yeah.
What time did they open? The beer.
9:30.
Oh, we're open.
Jeez. Well, you want one? You can have some.
I might take one or so. I didn't want 12, but I stopped to.
I didn't want 12,
but I wanted to go to Rolling Express, and they don't open until 11. By that time,
right,
it was already like a little past 10. I wasn't gonna sit there and
wait.
Well, now I'll go back down the top.
And sit outside like you're waiting for the new iPhone to come out.
Yeah, so I can come up here and have like 3 or 4 beers. You know.
Oh,
whoa!
Could went to Country Fair too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Country
I
Fair.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
We always talk about beer, folks. Yeah. But Brian and I were discussing that before you got here. We were saying we didn't know if there was some law in there allowed to start doing beer or not. Apparently not.
Apparently not.
Or it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I think it's 9 o'clock, but... I don't know if it's on Sundays or not, but...
Stewie has a preferred customer pass. He just waves his card and it unlocks
the
beer
store. Unlocks the door.
During the weekdays, and I think at 11:30 or midnight, they lock them up so you can't buy any.
So the drunkard stumbling home from the bar can't decide...
From Cornerstone or Ralphie's can't...
Decide it's a good idea to get another case.
So Noof was in the middle of his Dolphin
glorious recap.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine you're getting pretty frustrated again.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. No offense, man. Fuck you. You're all fucking frustrated in a whip.
Well, that was in the balance, though, for the whole game. Yeah. I mean...
I know.
I mean... I'm sure you're a little relieved that they won, but it still couldn't have...
I'm not even sure if I am at the moment, man. I mean, only because... You know, it's gonna be one. I mean, look, unless something dramatically changes,
do you think there's an opportunity for that, though? I mean, is the problem solely Cutler? Is the line banged up a little bit? I mean, is there a reason to think, hey, if they can just tread water here and hang in it,
And by the way, they're only, what, a game out of the division.
In a wide-open AFC, too. I mean,
I'm not going to say it's not possible. It just,
I mean, you see the games. I just didn't know.
Yeah, like, thinking about NFL season, it's like, I mean, you don't have a long time to let it turn. So if it doesn't soon, I mean, because the Patriots pretty much can lock up the division. I mean,
you would think. Oh, yeah.
Eventually. You don't have to have probably 9 to 10 wins to get a playoff spot.
Yeah. Chloe over there is a pro. She's even pouring the cereal quietly.
Thanks, Chloe.
Now, I'm guessing there's no talk at all about more coming in.
Well, not by the coach. I don't understand.
I have got to imagine that some sort of
deal
was made to get Cutler to come out of retirement that was like, you're the starter and.
Right.
You get injured, you're starting.
Something. Yeah. I mean, but to your point, within reason, if there's a point where you say, shit, you know, Matt Moore can come in and we can win some football games.
You're right.
You think maybe there's a change. Do you think Cutler can shake off the rust, or you just think he's bad? I mean, they've got skill.
Pretty bad. Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm asking, though. Yeah. Is it all Cutler? Is the line
not doing their part? Not everything's him, but it's, I mean.
A lot of it? I mean, he's throwing some mind-numbing picks like I'm used to seeing.
Yeah, throwing off the back foot. I mean, and then when they aren't throwing anything, it's 2 yards in a cloud of dust.
Right. Boy, that first.
The running game's not helping.
That's why I question, is it the line? Or?
I think it's a little bit of the line, too, you know.
Right.
Because I'll be honest, you know, the San Diego game, Cutler missed a couple throws, but they looked good.
Right. I was actually pretty impressed.
For having that ridiculous bye in week one, and they come out kind of rusty. I was looking at a team that I thought, they're going to get better as this goes, and they showed some promise.
Yeah, I was optimistic after the first week, because, I mean, they moved up and down the field. They just kind of missed on a few shots.
Couple misses.
Like, okay, but, you know, rust, trying to get settled in.
New quarterback.
And then it's just been downhill from there. Like,
right.
I don't even know.
I would imagine the
story playing out again.
It reminds me, well, we always talk about back in the day when you'd come up for Cowboys games once in a while, it'd be punt fest. I imagine that's kind of what it's got to be for you watching
the Dolphins
this year.
So I've already had a couple weeks where I just changed to a different game, man.
Right.
Because, I mean, I'm just like, this is right.
Guess Munch?
I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Oh,
welcome to my world, Munch says.
Oh, three drives, three Glennon turnovers. I'm going to watch the fucking red zone.
I guess what the frustrating thing is would be, it's like, I wish if they're going to lose, just lose it out.
Just lose.
Start out with the quarterback thing over.
Right.
And then, but no, they're going to be 7-9 or 8-8
thing.
And be,
that's okay.
No,
in the middle of the draft.
Right.
Sweet hallelujah. The Bears are going to have that pick you want sitting in their pocket. I guarantee you, that's what they're going to be thinking. If the Bears draft in the top three again, they're going to be fielding fucking phone calls for people that want a quarterback.
When Cleveland picks number one again, you know,
they're not going to take quarterback.
They're not taking a quarterback. They'd like to pass on him.
There's
going to
be some freak tight end that ran the record 40.
Right. We'll trade back for more picks.
Kellen Winslow the fifth. Yeah, so
now we got.
You want to go
misery?
All
around.
I'm not totally miserable,
right?
So I don't know what tone you guys, what direction you want to go. Brian, just let it out.
Man. Oh my God, man!
Let it go. Let it go.
Here we go.
Fucking.
Oh, we need video. The look of torment.
God, you know, and everybody's still talking. Oh, Prescott, not the same. Oh, Elliott, no. Fucking offense ain't the goddamn problem.
I'm sorry. When they lose, what was the score? 30-35,
31. Yeah.
Prescott blame the fucking offense for only scoring 31 points.
Prescott was right. That was like, he was a phenomenal, I thought.
I'm on his train big time already. Well, then I just think he's great.
Well, then the discussion was, at the end, the last drive that Dallas got the touchdown to go ahead, you know, they had, what, a second down and whatever. I don't know if it was second and goal or second and two or something. And they throw the ball into the end zone and stop the clock. And then, you know, so then you give Rodgers more time, blah, blah, blah.
That's,
and then
I guess, that's yeah. armchair quarterback bullshit.
Yeah, well, I've been seeing it. Experts.
Oh, no, but they're not experts. Yeah, right. We are.
They think they are.
I guess what bothers me, if every
they
team...
They think it's so easy to just score the touchdown that you need to, like, bleed the clock and then you score your touchdown.
Right,
on
that's what I was going
to
say.
No, this is, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if every team could just score the winning touchdown and leave 5 seconds left every time, you don't think they would do that?
Right.
But, I mean, you got to be able to score.
It's hard to score. It is hard to score down in the goal line area. Because there's less ground to cover. It's not easy to get in. So to sit there and just say,
let me waste it down to do a QB kneel so I can kill 40 seconds.
Is that what they're supposed to do?
Right.
Because they could hand off the ball and score the touchdown, too. And then it's the
That's
same
the difference. Absurd thing. Actually, I don't know who it was, but I actually heard somebody say, because Prescott scored on the fake handoff and then he ran it in. Somebody said,
read option.
This is absurd. They're like, oh, he was running into the. He should have slid at the one, and then they could have ran the time down, and they would still score from the one. Really? You're gonna fucking count on that?
Right.
Really?
You can fumble the snap from the one. You can
get a penalty and move you back. Right. I mean, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's asinine.
I don't remember who said it, but somebody said
that's somebody that only plays video games.
Right. As the Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Seriously.
You're just going to score from the one.
You don't slide at the one and just assume you're going to get in from there so you can bleed clock. You know? I mean,
your job is to take the lead and hope your defense makes a stop.
You're trusting your defense.
Just because it's Aaron fucking Rodgers.
Right.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Everybody's, oh, fucking Rodgers. And he is good, but goddamn. I commented on something somebody had posted. I'm like, Matt Cassel could have fucking probably led that drive down to win that game.
He texted me that, and I about spit my beer all over my face.
It wouldn't have surprised me.
That's
a
stretch.
It wouldn't surprise me. The fucking defense is so bad. Me and you could probably run routes and be open against Dallas' defense. I mean, it's fucking sad. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Then Rodgers has that, like, 20-some yard scramble where there was nobody on that side of the field.
Took 8 minutes.
I mean, it just...
I muffed the punt last time. I muffled the sound.
There. I just get so tired of the fucking... defense cannot stop anything.
Nay, no, not a fan.
I like Genesee. I like Cream Ale better.
Maybe I'll trade you one.
So, I don't know.
I see did they officially cut Nolan Carroll?
Yeah, they did.
Yes, I saw that.
I'm sorry. And I read the article and they're saying, due to the play of, it must have been two rookies or something, they were able to cut Carroll. I'm thinking,
really?
Due to the play, giving up 38 fucking points a game, they felt like they were pretty rock solid at corner. Which is not all the secondary's fault. If quarterbacks have time in this league, they're going to pick you to pieces, except Matt Cassel.
Well, that's the thing. The first half, or at least the first quarter, I think, they were getting pressure on Rodgers. I mean,
they got
a couple sacks. And
he didn't have a whole lot of time.
I mean, I don't know. Green Bay adjusted or getting the ball out of his hand quicker maybe or something. I don't know, but that went away real quick.
So let's cut to the meat and potatoes. The Zeke suspension.
I saw, he's officially suspended. Then I saw something
late
last night.
Again.
Yeah, I saw something late last night where, now the suspension's on hold again, so I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Noof and I, basically, maybe this is what you're going to get out.
Yeah.
I don't care if you want to argue what he may have done, didn't do, this, that, or the other. I don't care about any of that at this point. There's got to be some sort of fucking process to this where it doesn't go to every fucking court.
Right.
Yeah.
These things should not be going to taxpayer money funded courts. This league has to come to a collective bargained agreement on suspensions. And they can't just sit there and they collectively bargained for Roger Goodell to have this fucking power because they didn't financially plan to not play football.
Right.
And I blame that on the union.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, I just wish he would have been suspended the first six games.
Yeah.
And it'd be over by now.
Yeah,
it'd be
done.
Almost over by now.
And people in the Dallas, like, reporters and stuff, like, and I understand their arguments. Like, well, if you truly believe you're innocent, because it's like that black
cloud. It's more of a general principle.
Right, because, I mean, that's a big thing to be accused that you're, like, a woman beater right. type thing. So it's like, if you feel like you're being wronged. So there's a part of me that understands it, but... Like I saw in Andy, I said, I get that, but man, they hand out these suspensions. Who you seen win them where they don't end up getting that?
Right.
I mean, fucking Tom Brady got right. it eventually. Eventually, yeah. It's coming to you.
Yeah. So, unless
I mean,
you're Le'Veon Bell.
If I was Zeke, I would have almost been like,
Big Ben.
Brian, went yeah. away from the facility or something, like at a hotel, through my own pressure. I've been like, hey, look, I don't agree with these charges. I'm absolutely innocent. I would like to fight it to the teeth, but I don't ever feel like... it's going to get me anywhere
oh, yeah.
besides just taking these games. So I'm going to take
just,
it.
Just set them there, Munch. I'm going to... I didn't have another bag to put in there.
Be like, I'm just going to take this. You know, I'm going to be a better... I'll be a better person for the... whatever. Say whatever, yeah. you know, PR or relation thing. And just take the six games and just get it out of the way. Because it's...
yeah.
They're going to nail him. He's going
to
get it.
And this has to be a distraction.
Right.
It's going to be a distraction the whole season.
Right.
The way it's going. I mean...
I mean, it sucks, because, like, I can't understand that side of you. If you, like, you truly feel like you're just like, this is fucking bullshit, man. Like, I'm losing six games of pay, and, like, I'm going to be labeled by people as, like, I'm this
right.
woman
being. Right, it's not like he's, it's not like he's going to be labeled as a ball deflator.
Right.
Right.
But he's like a ball inflator. I guess my argument to the black cloud, though, too, especially a player as good as he is, boy, you have another season like that, say, next year, people... tend to forget about that pretty quick. You
well,
know,
especially because, well, yeah. look.
And it ain't like
all jokes aside, Big Ben was one of the first ones kind of suspended under this right, whole yeah. idea. And he was being looked at for these possible rape charges, which he never got anything legally done against him.
Right.
And basically what he ended up getting nabbed on was kind of like Brady sort of lying to the commissioner or this and that. People really don't. Other than us sitting at this table, yeah, people don't really look about Big Ben being
no,
a rapist
you, right, how often
or any
you,
of this.
Right, sorry, how often you hear that?
So
that
the big
come
thing is,
anymore,
you
I mean.
Know, he didn't get. There's no video of him in an elevator,
right?
Like Ray Rice.
Or
right.
a restaurant or wherever Mixon did,
right?
And he didn't legally get. So yes, it's very easy for him, the PR side, to recover from this.
Yeah,
you know, it's like just take the medicine. And be done with it, I think. Because, I mean, at this point,
like
they're going to lose him down the stretch.
I just and, feel that yeah. you're going to, once...
or next year, and it's going to linger into next year.
Yeah, that's my thing. I just know? Feel like, as much as it sucks, it's like, I haven't seen an example that shows me that, dude, you can court it all you want, but at some point, you're just going to end up
point,
doing that time.
Because
like,
at some point, the court looks and says, well, they collectively... and I'm sure the collective bargaining agreement's bigger than this piece of paper.
Probably 300 and some pages.
It probably is this big. It's all fine print. That's why the player signed up on it. They're going to look and they're going to say, yeah, well, the union collectively agreed with the NFL that Roger Goodell has the final right. say in this stuff. And that's why the courts aren't looking to say whether Elliott did this or didn't do this, whether Brady did this or didn't do this. What they're looking at is, did the players agree to allow Roger Goodell to have the final say
right.
in player discipline?
Right.
And that's, it's not about any whether he did this, that, or the other. It's about what the Players Association agreed in contract to allow the NFL to do.
Yeah.
And what they allowed is Roger Goodell to be the judge, jury, and executioner.
Yeah.
And that's why
that's gotta change.
And that's why the courts overturned this. Oh, hey, look. Not to get into the fucking kneeling thing, because I don't want to see Trubisky today. But once again, now the league's starting to lose money, and their butt's starting to hurt, so they're going to get together, and they're going to, this Monday or Tuesday, and they're probably going to draft something that says the players have to stand.
Right.
And guess what's going to happen? When the fucking contract's up here, I hope the players start now and say, all
right,
you guys would be wise to take 10, 15, 20% of your salary and stash it away, because the next time this contract's up, we're going to fucking strap it on and give it to these owners hard.
Right.
And we're not going to sit here and crumble. We can't financially need to play.
Right.
And we're going to make those owners pay. We're going to, we should fight for guaranteed contracts. We're going to fight for a say in the suspension process. We're going to talk about all this crap that's going on, and we're going to collectively bargain for the players.
Right.
And that's what they need to do.
Yeah, you can almost feel a strike, well, a war coming on. Coming next on. Time. I think it's 2020 or
yeah. That's what they need to do. Like they that. Need to right. gear up for that now, and the union needs to say, start saving your pennies and dimes, folks, because we are not going to sit here and take letting Roger Goodell be judge, jury, executioner. We're not going to let them cut us. We break an ankle in training camp and we get cut and our contract's not guaranteed. Meanwhile, a fat piece of shit, Rex Ryan's getting paid by ESPN, the Bills, and the Jets, probably.
Yeah.
You know, these are all guaranteed for the coaches and everything.
Right.
But the play, but not the players.
Put their asses on. I think it's really pretty much the only sport that is like that.
It is.
Right.
And you
hockey, you can have some buyouts and stuff.
Right. But you would see.
NBA, I guess but for the most part, it's.
You would see contracts change, too, because if the owners actually had to commit to all that money, I think you'd actually see contracts come down.
Right.
You'd see these owners say, well, shit, I'll give you $100 million over 5 years. Right. $15 million's guaranteed, and after two seasons, you're out.
Right.
But,
you know, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah.
So. Anyway.
Stu, you mind then?
No, go ahead.
Jenny Lake didn't treat you well.
I don't know.
You know? I know. That's a good snack.
Yeah,
the bush actually makes a
limited
bush,
edition.
Yeah, bush style when you attack it. Is that the Halloween edition or hunting edition?
I don't know. Like,
oh, those are ducks. Are those ducks or bats?
I think those are.
I can still hear it.
Ducks.
It's like a deer.
That's a deer.
And like hunter guys.
The guys dressed up. Maybe it's people dressed up like hunters.
We're studying the bush like cans, people.
Yeah. The geese police or whatever that show is.
What? Duck Dynasty.
Oh, yeah, Duck Dynasty.
Geese police. That's what we're doing. We're going to steal their idea. We're going to be called the geese police.
I knew it was something.
Geese police. That sounds better.
Does that show even still go?
Oh, who knows?
I don't think so.
Who gives a shit?
I don't think it. I never watched
that fucking stupid rednecks with beards that make duck calls.
Yeah. ZZ Top wannabes.
Yeah.
I still, you know, it is funny. It's like that commercial. I still hear this.
Zed Maynard.
Yeah.
I can still hear the shh.
Yeah.
Well, if you drink it instead of listening to it.
No. I did like to hear it for a second.
Yeah.
So the Mitchell Trubisky experiment had mixed.
If you just look at the stats, you're going to say, you know, not real good. He threw a pick at the end. If you look at the eye test and actually watch the game.
Right.
And look, my eyes are clouded over with Jay Cutler and fucking Mike Glennon. So I mean,
countless other
yeah, Moses Moreno,
the twelve pack you had in you. At the
12, no, it was Monday night, so I didn't even stayed up past my bedtime to watch it.
Dude,
I don't know. I was sold after the first drive.
You look good to me.
Worst fucking group of receivers in here. I mean,
it's terrible. No skill position guys.
Yeah.
Stanko talked about you guys catching passes against Cowboys. Fuck. We can catch passes better than the Bears receivers, I think.
But I'm going to point out, like, so, like, one of the first drives, his first completion was a sideline route to Kendall Wright.
And that ball, rolled out.
He rolled out, and you could not have walked up and handed him the ball in a better spot. Then he had a nice over the middle, I think it was to Wright, and he bobbled it because he sucks. But he's their best receiver. Right. He threw a fucking dart over the middle, so he showed the arm strength to me. And they had a third down where he rolled out, and he fucking throws the ball again on a run. It's a fucking dart to the sideline. Some ham and egger dude, fifth string practice squad receiver, catches and makes a nice catch. And there's a fucking ticky-tack goddamn hole. Now, I know everybody gets called for him, but my God.
I'm so tired of the rats, man.
When you suck and your fucking skill players suck, you can't be having the refs suck.
Right.
So that got negated. Jordan Howard had like a 40-yard touchdown run. By God, if that had cost me in fantasy, I'd have fucking killed somebody. That gets negated by a piece of shit call. I mean, piece of shit calls all night long. Eye test, rookie debut. Absolutely no fucking weapons whatsoever. I thought Trubisky looked really good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I thought he looked good. I think know, bad interception at the end. You know, he said, I was just trying to do too much with it. I should have thrown it away, live to fight another down. He's going to learn those things, you know. But overall, again, it doesn't take much to impress me at the quarterback position right now. And again, it's one fucking game.
Right.
But I do think there's a good chance they have their guy finally.
Yeah.
I think, boy, he made some things happen with his legs. I think for the most part he was good with his reads. There's just nobody there. There's nobody fucking open.
No, they're receivers.
They're, and that's probably why they didn't really want to play him. Especially once Cameron Meredith blew the ACL and Kevin White went down again. They probably are like, well, we really don't want to throw this guy out here with nobody to catch.
What's going to be fascinating is John Fox going to be the guy that's
Jesus Christ. I mean,
they end up changing.
They had a play early in a fucking game. It was 4th and 1 in that no man's territory, like the Vikings 40 or 35.
Oh, yeah.
And they're lining up to go for it. And they fucking...
Then they change their mind.
They call a timeout because the clock is running down. And then they take a fucking delay of game.
Yeah, because they're and then changing their mind. Yeah.
Like, just go for it. Dude, we were talking. 1 and 4.
We were talking about it.
First of all, I don't care if it's 4-1. You should go for it there every fucking time, no matter what. I'm sorry, in my opinion. I mean...
That's what I was going to say, the whole John Fox thing, whether you think he's going to be
there.
I don't
think he's a bad coach. I mean, I think his career proves out he's a pretty good coach. But, I mean...
It just seems like...
It almost seems like he's a lame duck coach.
No, it just seems like more and more league-wide. It's trending where, you find these young, up-and-coming coordinator types or whatever.
Right, and my question is, where do they go?
The old school guys are starting to get phased out, you know?
But my question is, if they wanted to do that, they had Adam Gase.
Right.
They could have hired Adam Gase.
Yeah.
Now, do they hire Dole Loggins, their current offense coordinator? I've actually heard his name as a head coach. I mean, I've heard Frank Reich for the Bills. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want fucking Frank Reich. The fucking head coach. He might be a fucking genius. I do not want fucking Frank Reich.
Well, let me say, if you're
as
go,
a head coach of the fucking Bears.
If you're going to go a new coach, I like the pieces, like, as on the defensive side. Like,
that's what I mean. If you promote...
So, if you were, like, to get, like, bring in the offense guy for Trubisky, and you got a good running game, and then, you got to receiver.
Well, that's why I want to lose Fangio. I would like to promote Loggins... And keep fan like just try to keep it in place.
Right.
Leonard Floyd was a beast. Speaking of their
defense, he's like good young player. Yeah. Boy, I still wish I don't know why like I was so hot like want him to, but I still wish. And obviously, looking in hindsight, it's easy. But boy, instead of taking Kevin White, they should have fucking really added that defense and taken fucking Leonard Williams.
Oh Jesus Christ!
When they fucking was sitting there.
Well, right, and I know that was the talk when their pick came up. His name was out there. I know.
I mean,
but in theory, when they took White, there were quote unquote experts comparing him to Calvin Johnson. It's like, Jesus Christ, if he's Calvin Johnson, all of a sudden we're having different conversations about this offense.
I know. Again, it's the hindsight bit. You know, I just remember thinking at the time, like, boy. But Kevin White, it is how disappointing.
The guy never got hurt really in college.
No. No.
Now the guy is like.
I'm right. He hasn't. Even play? Has he even played in like 5 regular season games?
I don't know if it's 5. He's played in a couple.
That's it.
And this was his fourth year?
Yeah. Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah, because
third year, I think, because he was Ryan Pace's very first draft pick ever. Right.
Yeah, he was.
Pace has pretty much knocked it out of the park.
Draft with I think Miami took Parker or no, I think Amari Cooper was in that. I don't remember.
I just hope that the fucking Bears don't. I love Ryan Pace. I think if you look across the board at his draft picks so far, other than White, which isn't really his fault, boy, they're building some good young players there.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to think that Ryan Pace is pretty comfortable in his job. If you take a Trubisky and you basically weren't even going to start him this year.
Yeah.
And some of the guys they took out of Division II schools.
I don't think he's in trouble. I just think it's possibly John Fox that might be in.
Fox might be.
Was Pace the one that hired Fox?
Yeah, Pace hired Fox.
That's what I thought. Maybe, you
Gase
know.
Was the front runner from all reports, and then Fox unexpectedly got let go. Right, and I think they wanted a... old school disciplinarian for these young guys to come in.
You know, and just because all these guys say they're on the hot seat, unless you're in the Bears organization, who knows? He might not even be close.
It's going to be up to pace, I think. At the end of the day, it's like I always say, how many games does Bill Belichick win with this roster? Right. I mean, but that's not the league we live in. I mean, it's a result league, and it doesn't matter what your roster is. It doesn't matter if you're rebuilding. It doesn't matter about injuries. It's like, to me, it's can the guy coach or not? I mean, I have no problem if they just keep on to Fox. I mean, he's a proven guy.
They need players.
They need players.
That's the bottom line.
They're building a defense.
Right.
The defense, they're building an offensive line. Yeah. But they got to find fucking skill. Yeah, they got the running back.
Yeah.
That 1-2 punch is pretty impressive. Yeah, that cone.
They just need skill. They need the skill positions, really.
Yep. They need some skill players.
I would imagine that they're going to try very hard for, considering
they better draft about 3 receivers this year.
Right.
You're going to get Cameron Meredith back from an ACL, hopefully, and you're going to need to plug some fucking holes. But, yeah, overall, I mean, boy, it would have been nice to get that win against the Vikings. God, the whole first fucking half of the game, the Bears were starting their drives out at, like, the 50-yard line. I just couldn't, between fucking penalties and this and that, I just couldn't capitalize. I was really pleased with Trubisky, so obviously I'm excited to see him today. So,
all right, Stewie, any comments on your Lions?
What happened to the Lions?
Barely losing to the Panthers.
Panthers. Oh, their Panthers are good. Yeah. Panthers shot themselves in the foot Thursday night, or they'd had the Eagles beat.
Yeah, see, I didn't see any of that.
Newton had 3 picks. And hold two on. Of them should have been.
Hold
catches.
On.
Oh, hold on to me.
What the fuck?
You've missed the
hold on to me.
I guess.
Did you see our new
Dewey point? Abandoned the Steelers. We exercised. Yeah. We exercised the demons.
Yeah. Yeah. When you made the text about getting your
upset.
When you comment on Facebook.
Stewie, yeah.
Hey, apologize, Stewie. I commented on him. Stewie is a Lions fan.
I saw you commented back, but I didn't. Yeah. I didn't read the context.
He's on the Lions now. He's giving up on the stupid
Steelers. Done the right thing.
You've done the right thing, man.
We got a new tight end on our team called Drop Miss Prime.
Boy.
Drop Miss Prime.
This will be interesting then next week, because your new team's going to be playing the old.
Next week?
Yeah.
Yes, next week.
My phone's being used as a recorder.
Sorry, Steve. It's week after, right? Because it's the Bengals next
week. The Bengals
and the Lions. The Steelers. 2 weeks away.
2 weeks away from
the new versus.
Oh, I saw this one pitcher, Matt beat up.
No, I'm sure he won't play in the Steelers game.
So nobody else plays the
Dolphins. No, Dolphins.
Steelers?
No,
Dolphins.
No, they did last year.
Yeah, so Dolphins and Steelers.
So it's just our division.
Or Dolphins and Cowboys beat the Steelers last week.
Yeah. We
need a new pitcher for the Fanatic stage.
Keep your face this way, thank you.
Face
I went to take a picture and you were looking and you did this.
Well,
Dick.
I want a side profile.
Yeah, side face. Beard face. Perfect. Four people. Nice. Thank you.
Sweet. So, yeah.
Don't send it to me right this minute, though, because I don't know how that's going to affect the stupid. It shouldn't affect anything because the ringer's off. Yeah, the problems we've had.
Dropping this prime wouldn't have dropped that ball. It could have been a different game.
Who dropped it? Ebron?
Yeah.
Yeah, piece of crap.
Yeah,
piece of crap.
He could probably be number one receiver for the Bears, not even a tight end.
Talk about coulda, woulda, shoulda. Pass on Aaron Donald and take the tight end. Ouch.
Bears weren't going to pass on Aaron Donald. One fucking pick grade. I don't know. Now Emery would have taken the guy to get out of the
swing. I'd say every team, but...
We got to talk about... Noof's upset pick.
And
we're all in glorious heaven.
Glory, yes.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. The big band is marching with his 5 fucking picks. Woo! Still hating.
Stealing some of the Steelers things just to troll. Yeah. I got booted out of one.
Did you?
They're bitching. And the game's not on, and they start bitching.
Yeah, I know it wasn't that local.
I got 2 words for you. I said, Leonard Fournette. I was gone.
Well, I posted, I don't know if you guys watched it, that Pittsburgh dad. I posted that video on the Fanatics, and he's like, he's pretty funny, but usually, of course, because he's for Pittsburgh, I don't watch it, but when they lost, he's like, He's throwing the interceptions like it's bobblehead night down there. Come on down to the stadium and get a bobblehead and a football for Big Ben.
Yeah, I watched. That was hilarious, man.
Oh, my God. It was great.
So, yeah, it was basically defense and Fournette, right? Because the Bortles didn't even really throw the ball.
He completed eight passes for 95 yards.
That's the recipe for the Jags to win.
Yeah, because that's what the Bears did.
Well, yeah, Fournette. Why not use him?
Yeah, definitely.
What kind of roadworks going on a goddamn Sunday?
Oh, it's probably a tractor.
Your dad driving the Kyle Busch tractor up here?
They haul hail down. Hail.
Hail.
They haul hail.
They better hurry before it melts.
Hay down from the top of the road.
Ah. Yeah. So we're out here, folks.
Yeah. We're in the boonies a little bit.
You know, I hate to put it back to fantasy, but, you know.
You said it, too. You're like, I hope Fournette does me well.
And he did.
He did.
But unfortunately.
Yeah, did he have like a 90-yard touchdown run?
Yeah. Jesus. He had like 38 points or something. But then big fucking idiot, Roethlisberger.
Oh, yeah, because you had a Roethlisberger, too.
Yeah, and he's like minus 5 points almost. That cost me the fucking week. So I couldn't still find a way to chap my ass somehow. Fuckers. I'm still happy they fucking lost.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Only so much
and the
for,
shit beating was just phenomenal.
Oh, my
man.
God.
So much for Big Ben being lights out at home.
Yeah.
And I still ran into it. I watched the Thursday night game. We'll keep the names safe on here, so I'm going to just make up a name for my brother-in-law. We'll call him Craig. Still talking about blaming the goddamn coaches.
Right?
I don't know about Tomlin and Haley. I'm like, maybe it is, I said, but at some point...
They had to perform on the field.
I said, at some point it comes down to the players. I said, you know... Big Ben throws five picks. I said, Antonio Brown's clearly a diva that has to have the ball all the time. I said, Martavius Bryant's kind of like a one-trick
pony.
And I said, Ben's not throwing a good deep ball right now.
And they have no – they don't really – where's their center, middle of the field production? Their tight ends
are terrible. Are,
yeah.
They traded for that dude for the Niners.
He's okay.
And they've been playing James
Well, that Vance McDonald, yeah, he's pretty decent, but I can see why the Niners cut him. He's a fucking drop machine, man. He drops fucking passes.
I can't
all
believe
time.
He didn't come to the Steelers.
And
catch,
you know,
sticky
and if you're a Steelers fan, that's great, Antonio Brown. I mean, the stats look nice, but you can't have a guy be targeted fucking 19 times. That's what he was targeted in that Jacksonville game. There's one guy commenting one time, "Hey, if you want to look for a tip pass, just go around Antonio Brown."
All right.
I'm sorry. First fucking play of the game, I think, for the Steelers was like a 49 reception for Brown. Not kidding.
Push off,
not Steeler bias. Was not this. It was full.
I never did even see
push like that. And caught the totally full extension, shoved the guy off, caught the ball. Shit you not. Fucking on the refs.
Staring right at it. Nothing.
Really? The fuck?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, we say it all the time that...
Bears got an offensive pass interference for this.
Right.
No video, but I just put my hand on Ryan's shoulder.
Gets away with that more than anything.
It's unreal.
He does.
If the guy catches 100 passes, there's 60 push-offs.
I swear. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it seems like at least half his catches.
God, that's all he does. Right. And they never fucking call him. I mean, I'd do it too if I was him.
Right. Well, yeah, if you're getting away with it.
I'm sorry. He's a great receiver, but Jesus Christ. Hand fighting's one thing.
Yeah, and I understand a little bit. I mean, because that's just kind of nature of the game. It's not even perfect. But, right. I mean, it's almost blatant.
But he never gets called for it.
Never gets called for him. And
everybody else is getting called for it in the league, at least here and there.
Right.
He's just, I mean, when refs right there, when you're full extension and you basically shove the guy out of the way and catch the ball and they're not going to call, it's like, all
right,
dude.
Right.
That's pretty much whatever.
We should mention the Bills losing.
Yeah. I was going to high five you, but that seemed rude, but. You and I both picked the Bengals.
We did.
I did too.
Yeah, and you, as you were making paninis.
Yeah.
The Permane brothers.
Yeah, Permane brothers, yeah.
Yeah, you just see it coming. You know.
Well, and I'm sorry. I actually think the Bengals are a decent team.
So do right. I. And I think I even commented in the thing. I just said I felt they were more desperate. You know, they really needed that.
They were at home.
More. It was kind of that game. I didn't watch any, but just the score and stuff. It was kind of how I would have seen that game playing out.
Like, I had, you know, at that time, I was in the kitchen making dinner, so I actually had it playing through my Bluetooth, like the radio. Mm-hmm. And it was, so I could come over and watch, but I was more listening to it than anything. Yeah. And I thought at the end, like, the Bills had like a big punt or kick return or something, and they only got a field goal out of it. And I texted Kyle, like, yeah, fucking touchdown.
The offense, the offense is definitely where they're getting hampered some. Because Tyrod, I actually kind of like him.
I like him.
But they are. It's kind of, it can be hit or miss. If, like, he's hitting the big deep balls, they can score and stuff. But but their defense is kind of back to pretty close to where it was a few years ago. They can really put stops
their defense
on Google.
It's impressive how good their defense is.
Yeah.
Year one's kind of switching back to a 4-3 with the hybrid thing going on, then the straight.
Isn't it kind of the same almost as your Bears, where they don't have a lot of receiving weapons, do they?
They trade Watkins, and now that Matthews is hurt. And that Matthews is a nice little receiver, actually.
And Robert Woods had left, which is and not Hogan. Like a real great player.
He's a solid player.
I mean,
like Al Michaels said in the opener, New England has better Buffalo players than Buffalo does.
Yeah. Charles Clay, glad you got all that money, you fucking...
Fucking fantasy rankings. Oh, Charles Clay. I'm like, fuck you. Yeah. I fucking played Charles Clay last year because he was ranked as like top five. He had like two catches for minus 4 yards or something. I'm like, fuck you. Fucking rankings. Pay us to do the fucking rankings. We'll do them after our podcast is over. You're better than Matthew Berry and his gay ass.
Gay ass.
Jesus Christ. Because they do the exact opposite of what I think people should do. Fantasy corner alert. I say you play your best fucking player. If you have a clear-cut guy that's a better player, you play Tom Brady over, I don't know, who's somebody, Joe Flacco, middle of the road guy. You don't play Joe Flacco because he's playing the Browns.
Good matchup, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You play your best guy.
Because he's still going to get
your number one.
And but these fantasy rankings, they take all the computer paper, and they like look at the matchups and points per games and yards per attempts and tight ends versus linebackers and all this shit. And it's like, play your best fucking player.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, fantasy corner over. Yeah,
you know what I would like to look up in the world of, like, you know, looking at all these little fragments of data and stuff is, like, how often are they right as compared to what you say? Just put in the best fucking guy, and I bet you that it's almost, at worst, 50-50 split.
I got an example for you.
All it's, fancy shit they do.
Yeah. I got an example for you. It's a totally different sport. It's a totally different thing, but every year there's the March Madness basketball pool. And every year, I like that Jay Billis. Mm-hmm. I play his fucking bracket every year. I finish, like, middle of the pack, maybe top 10.
Right.
It just shows you a lot of this stuff's a crapshoot.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. Especially, you get to do that first round. McNeese State versus Iowa. Right, and like shit. And then it's like, and you're looking at these rankings.
Penn
and you know,
schedule every week.
Yeah. And you know, when you travel it down, that, like, the obvious, what would you think, even if you are super known about basketball, the obvious ain't happening. There's going to be...
The X factor is guys get hot, somebody gets cold.
Right, somebody's pulling out something somewhere in one of these brackets, and teams are going, and you might not have thought at first, and then, of course, then you got to finish the whole fucking bracket, you know?
Right, and then back to, like, fantasy football, I mean, the thing that is kind of the crapshoot are touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Right.
What else was... I don't have my...
The only other thing I was going to say, from last week, Chiefs keep rolling. Still the only undefeated team.
Boy, but Deshaun Watson throws five more fucking touchdowns.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I picked Houston in that game, but...
I think I did, too.
I got to tell you,
impressive. That was in Houston, too, right?
It was in Houston, yeah. And we'll get into this week, but Can't you almost smell the fucking Steelers going into Kansas City this week? Coming off their shit loss. Chiefs are riding high, only undefeated team. Can't you smell the fucking Steelers going in there?
Steelers is
my upset.
Is it?
It is my upset this week.
I could see. I was going to make a comment. Yeah, I can have it. It just smells
it just
too much.
Setting up.
You're on the ropes. You're just waiting for the Steelers to get that knockout punch. Right. Steeler Nation's crying.
I find it hard to believe that the Steelers offense is going to look that fucking piss poor again. That. Then, when everybody in the world all of a sudden has them dead to work, it's just that.
Yeah, it's the person. Kansas City's due to lose. Mercury Morris has got his hand on the cork.
Right.
I mean,
Alex Smith will probably end up looking like old Alex Smith.
And then the worst part of that is the worst part of it's going to be that it's going to set you up for this was going to happen in playoffs.
Right.
And not to mention, they lost that Conley for the season, so you're not their best receiver, but I mean, he's a nice little piece. Right. And I'm not sure that fucking Kelsey's playing today.
Oh, so he can drop one at the two.
He was in concussion protocol.
Start
the week.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill will fumble four times. Yeah.
Other than that, waiting for about
the demolition.
Be the end of the recap, I think.
Yeah, I think we're good with the recap. Yeah, nobody gives a shit about what anybody else is
using. Move on like Drewski.
Yeah, move along, Drewski. Do you fuck that intern? Move along. No, did you? Move along. Move along. Or however he talks.
So, there's no Dallas game this week.
No. Yeah. Nope, so you got Stu on that loss. You could watch the game from last week, but it was a loss. So right. You can't even enjoy that. Oh, one last fantasy
can't
note.
I play my fantasy quarterback this week.
Right. Speaking of those things in Dallas in the old Wee Dance days, Craig and I almost broke out of Wee Dance.
Oh!
I played
we were watching that game, and we have Zach Ertz.
What do you have?
We only got two passes, and they're both touchdowns.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They got down to the red zone, and I think it was after a Cam Newton pick.
Because
I wasn't sure if Derek Carr was going to play, so I picked up Cam.
Yeah, touchdown, we might do a wee dance.
Yeah, I mean, if he does play, I'm not sure.
And
did he say, what's that?
He laughed. I'm guessing he didn't know what the hell that was.
Points are points.
Right. Yeah, it could have been a lot worse, trust me.
Well, we have Jordan Reed in the Bradford Club.
Bradford.
But he's been hurt, and coming off a bye, I'm like, Ertz has been awesome. So we played Ertz, and he only caught two passes Thursday night, but they were both touchdowns.
Right.
Yeah, and I benched him.
Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah, this guy was trying to trade me Jordan Reed and
I played the Tennessee Titans.
LeSean McCoy for
week.
Bell.
That's who I've been playing.
And Landry. And I'm like, yeah. I said, dude. And he's trying to tell me, he's trying to explain to me as Jordan Thanks, Reed. And I said, first of all, I said, I got fucking Rob Gronkowski on my team. Right? He's like, what do I need Jordan Reed? He's like, well, you can put him in your flex. I said, well, I think I'll
hopefully one of them will be healthy for you.
I said, I think I'll take my chances of playing Doug Martin, Jordan Howard, and Le'Veon Bell so I can play all three of them in this league. And go figure, I'm 1-4 in the fucking. with those guys.
Right? Jesus.
And Landry.
What do you have, the Bears receivers?
Well, I've gotten career fucking games from three. John Watson on my bench on this team. And when it mattered, I lost by like 80 points. I scored like 120 and lost by like almost 80 because he had fucking every guy. And then the one mistake he made, he had some defense with 8 points because the other defense he had 20 on the bench. I was like, what the fuck?
That's how the one auction league is that I've been in the last 2 years. And who cares about Yahoo projections?
Yeah.
But every game is projected within 5 points, and I've like won two games in like 2 years or something.
Yeah,
I always fucking forget to draft two fucking quarterbacks. I don't even fucking play that league anymore. So anyway, yes.
So who's going first? Bears, Lions, or Dolphins?
Do you mind if I have any tasty beverages to wash down?
Wash this down.
You can add another one of those.
No, I was just kind of...
He's kind of bouncing it out.
Here you go. No.
I'm going to give you another one.
I know. I might need another one from you if you don't mind.
Nope. Yeah.
So, you know what? Fucking shit. I'll go first.
Yeah.
Where do I have it? I got a 20-16 Bears today.
Mm.
I don't fucking believe in fucking Baltimore.
Right?
I think they're shit. their defense will probably look good again today because they're playing the fucking Bears JV team. Flacco's going to throw four touchdowns now. I'm about to say this. Something not right with him. I think he's masking some sort of... Not that he's always been a world burner, but he don't look right. They don't have a whole lot of skill position guys, though, either. No. Really, you look at them.
And not that it really matters because he hasn't done much this year, but look, I think Macklin was kind of pretty questionable to play today.
Yeah.
So that takes one more.
But the one more in a thin...
Right.
This is, definitely not a skill position game like I... Sadly, like to say, I'm going to have to tune into the Bears today because I won't see this shit on the red zone, I don't think.
Right.
I think Jordan Howard has a chance to have a pretty big game just because I think Trubisky gives a little bit more of a threat to move the ball, push the ball downfield, do something with his legs. Being a homer, I'm smelling the... Trubisky-ness.
Trubisky train.
Yeah, I like I think he's train. Got the... Like where's Jesse? I think he's got the moxie. He just... I don't know. He just... For a rookie, again, eye test, he just seemed to have command up there. He didn't look... Monday Night Football.
He didn't
first
look,
game, he didn't look overwhelmed. He didn't look
He didn't
like,
look scared back,
no.
back in the pocket or anything.
No. So I'm taking the Bears in an ugly slobber knocker.
Mm.
2016.
I took the Bears also. This is kind of my upset pick of the week.
Mm. It's,
I mean, fucking Baltimore's
not very good.
And
Baltimore's not very good. People.
No,
plus it helps. Plus it helps the Steelers,
right?
So it's all trending towards the Bears.
Yeah, this is my upset. I got 23-19 Bears.
Yeah,
I
don't similar.
Know. Be ugly, but I think they can get it done.
I think they
can. Even though it's on the road, and maybe they don't tend to play better as good on the road, but
yeah.
I don't think Baltimore's a real tough place to play.
Boy, Flacco could be a sitting target for fucking the pass rush. McPhee and fucking Floyd could have some fun.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I think the Bears can pull it out.
I think the Bears are pretty good at stopping the rush. I think the Bears are underrated even stopping the pass. They got a decent pass rush. I don't know. I think where do they get the plays from skilled players? That's the biggest.
Right.
It's got to be fucking Jordan Howard show and Cone. The only thing I don't like about some of these stat back receiving back guys is sometimes they try to generate these plays just to get them the ball, and they turn into 5-yard losses,
right.
And then your drive is basically killed.
Kills your drive.
Speaking of which, did anybody see the fucking 2-point conversion the Bears had?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that was sick.
Kind of trickery. Yeah.
Yeah. They, like, handed it off.
Oh, I heard.
And then it came back the other way. And then the guy, the running back, pitched it to Trubisky, and he ran it in.
Yeah.
It was like a triple option almost. Yeah. But they sold it like dead balls.
Right. What do you guys got for this one?
I'm going hunting. Quarterback hunting like Leonard Floyd.
I am. Me too. I'm on the Trubisky.
Oh, my God.
Noof's going to save my baby.
I have it. I have it 24-21 Bears.
Got it tight.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, the Bears don't win any
be
fucking
the,
blowouts.
Could it
believe
be the
it.
Kiss of death?
Oh, Noof's got them.
Is Noof going to break the...
I'm like you guys, though. I'm not sold on.
Obviously, the Bears are great. They're 1-4. Who'd the Bears beat again?
Steve.
I love
it. Oh God, it's
my
glorious.
Years. You know, and I'm starting. We're talking about not being impressed with the Ravens, but how the fuck are they 3-2? You know, well, they what they beat the Browns.
They beat the Browns
early on.
Yeah, when the Bengals weren't scoring any fucking
points. No points.
Then they beat the Raiders with EJ fucking Manuel.
Right.
I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, pretty impressive schedule compared to the Steelers, but other than that, it's pretty shitty.
Right.
Uh-oh.
They got totally...
Oh, you good?
That 24-21.
Stewie don't elaborate too much.
No.
Yeah, I was smelling something too, but I ain't smelling the...
Oh! Oh,
no.
Ah, man. I have to go with 21-13 Ravens.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be, I think, that kind
ugly.
Of game.
Yeah, ugly. I mean, I'm not impressed with the Ravens either. I just, you know, Trubisky's second start on the road. What I do like about the Ravens overall is their defense. And I could see that maybe turning into offensive points.
Right.
I'm hoping that the Ravens' defense is about as good as it was in London.
Yeah. Well, it was. Yeah. It was bad there, but overall, they've been pretty good.
Yeah. I mean,
so playing the Browns in the.
Yeah,
I guess you go back to the competition.
No, I mean, you got to think that.
I don't know.
The Ravens are good at home, too.
Yeah, I just think the Ravens are going to just take this in on.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I'm feeling. I know the Bears are going to end up winning 3 or 4 games.
Right.
This is one that they could win.
Right. Oh, yeah. I would not be shocked if they won. I just kind of.
It's tough. You start thinking, like, who the fuck can they? I mean, Kendall Wright's okay, but he's not number one. He'd be a nice three. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, because he's a veteran. He can catch the ball. He can.
Well, you know, if they ever fucking the douchebag from the Steelers that they signed, if he'd ever.
Fucking Wheaton. Yeah. Oh, my God. Fucking cut him already. Yeah. Who did I text today? I just cut Wheaton. You?
It might have been.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Now the guy pulled his groin. So this guy's got more holding calls against him than catches this year. And he fucking is out again. Right. He's making Kevin White look like Cal Ripken now.
Cal Ripken.
Jesus Christ. I can't take it. Between the fucking Bears and my fucking fantasy team, I'm done with injuries.
So Detroit at New Orleans or Miami at Hot Atlanta?
Go ahead, Noof.
Yeah, I mean,
is there any hope in this one? Any at all? Any light at the end of the tunnel?
Not for me.
Second time.
I'm just trying to think about how much points I should try to credit Miami with. You know, Falcons haven't really been they haven't been lighting the world on
fire.
Their
defense hasn't been as good as it was last year, for sure.
I mean, and the offense has, like, kind of been up and down. Right.
I think they missed Shanahan.
Coming off the bye.
Except in crucial situations in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they're at home. I'm going to go 28. I'll give Miami, maybe their offense does 28-17 Falcons.
Go ahead, Stewie. We go this way. That's how we do.
Well, Atlanta at home.
He's got it ugly.
Fast turf.
Oh, yeah.
I have a 31-10.
Plus, he's got a bunch of.
Oh, man, we are close. We're so close.
Stewie's got like 3 Falcons and their defense in fantasy.
I have a Freeman.
Well, I got Julio Jones, and I'm over here catching 3 touchdowns because he has caught 8 touchdowns yet. It's driving me crazy.
Wow, we're gonna need we need subtitles for that.
Stewie had 31-10. I got 31-9. 3 field goals for the Dolphins.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I don't know.
I
felt like I was giving him too much credit. Giving him 17 points. The offense isn't doing anything.
Yeah, that's my thing. The offense until you said it last week.
Yeah,
until they show you they can score some fucking points.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of hard to pick them getting over 20 or something. You know?
All of a sudden having 35 points and 35-31. I mean,
I gave him a pick 6 and a field goal.
There you go.
30-23 Falcons.
Not over 20.
Nail biter. Yeah. Falcons are winning, but they're winning kind of.
Yeah, they are.
Ugly.
Yeah. Right.
But I like the Falcons a lot. I don't know. I think, I don't know. How? I mean, maybe Ajayi gets a good big game going, or maybe they simplify things a little bit. There's too many pieces there for the Dolphins to just sit there and score 9 points.
They actually have weapons.
Right.
You know, and it's like,
they're just not clicking.
Yeah. I think, Falcons at home, but I think the Dolphins make it surprisingly close. Keep it close.
Let's see.
Detroit at Saints. This is actually a pretty intriguing
game. Yeah, it is. What the fuck is the Saints record these days?
2-2.
Yeah, not too bad.
And this is our first home game since week 2.
Yeah.
But it also is my upset game.
Oh! Boom.
I don't know who's favorite.
Yeah. Saints.
Saints are by 4.
Four and a half I have.
I have a 21-17.
Detroit. I could see it.
It's a
50-50 game.
Absolutely, I agree.
I mean, I'm not sold on... The Saints' defense is pretty good, but I'm really...
My God, they're not.
I'm not sold on them.
If you're comparing them to 2 years ago.
They shut out Miami in 1 week in London.
In London.
But I'm still not sold on them.
They had the Miami game. They had to run another game where they held... Who the hell was it here? Now, this was back when Carolina was struggling, too, in week 3. Carolina's kind of struggling off.
But they did that in Carolina, right?
In Carolina, 34-13. Yeah. That's pretty impressive. But I can understand what News saying, too. Like, it is the Saints' defense, so you got to kind of temper your excitement a little bit.
Yeah.
They seem like they're playing better than the past couple years, but how good, we'll maybe find out today a little bit more, you know? Yeah. I went to New Orleans. They're coming off bye also. They've been playing pretty decent. Detroit.
Stafford's got a couple little nagging injuries.
Yeah. Did you see his hand?
A couple little dings in the armor. Chinks in the armor, as we like to say.
His hand was all
Dr. Jones. Non-racist chinks in the armor.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying that to make us not look racist.
I got it real tight, though. I got 24-21 Saints at home. Mm. It should be a hell of a game.
It should be. I've got the Saints also, but I've got it.
Higher score.
I'm more exciting.
Right?
I got 34-27 Saints. Mm. I hope Alvin and the Chipmunks, Kamara has like 3 touchdowns today somehow.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. Who's got Detroit?
That's a song I listen to on the way.
Is it?
Kiss Alive 2.
I love that song.
That's all he listens to on game Sunday is Detroit Rock City over and over again.
Well, I got that from the tone of your voice.
They're my favorite.
Rock the Ride is still one of my favorite songs off that Alive 2 album.
34-31
Detroit. Hey! Detroit. Fuck that Saints defense, he says.
Yeah. And Detroit, classic Detroit, they'll be down fucking like 14, maybe even 17 points late in the game. And all of a sudden Stafford fucking catches fire at the end, like Mr. Captain Comeback.
Right.
I'll take Detroit. Tight one.
So that's all our games because Dallas is on a bye.
Now, Stewie just had... You haven't done an upset yet, right?
And I picked my upset.
Yeah, you had yours. Stewie just had
his. We'll just have to do scores for two of these other ones. So Stanko owes us a... No, you picked Chicago.
Mine was the Bears,
So...
It's just Noof that...
Noof needs to name an upset, and then we have to do the score for the Steelers and Chiefs.
I got my upset. I got one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take the Niners.
Ooh.
Beating the Redskins.
I hope so. Off the schneid.
I hope so.
20-17. Niners get off the block.
Wow.
Speaking of the Niners.
They've been close.
They have.
Crazy. The last 2 games have been overtime.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Niners, man, this could factor into Brian Stanko's life. The Niners released Navarro Bowman.
Yeah, I saw he was in the Raiders.
Yeah.
I saw there was Cowboys pages. They were like, oh, we should go.
Sure. Sure. They need the pass rush.
Right.
I could see New England maybe taking a sniff.
Right.
The Steelers probably end up with him.
I haven't been following the Niners. That's kind of an odd one to me that you just, I mean, he was.
I saw that he asked to be released.
And they tried to trade him because they're 0-5 and he's 29 years old, wants it, and they accommodated him.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was even quite that old. I thought maybe a couple, I mean, not that he's old, but.
Right.
He's been in that window a few more years.
He played high level. It's too bad some of those injuries. He was dominant.
Oh my god!
Yeah, he had that one. Really
when him and Willis, were at their top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh my god! They were dominated. They were disgusting.
Right. So who we got to give our scores for this game then?
Where are we going?
San Fran and Washington.
What is my upset for?
Is he even on my list of games?
Yeah, I mean.
I got a 24-10 Redskins. In Washington, the way their defense is playing.
That defense is for reals.
I think it is.
As I'm concerned.
I don't know who picked him up in Wallace's league. I put a waiver claim in for the Jags. I originally had a waiver claim in for Washington. Not that I'm that high in the waiver order, but I'm second guessing.
You lost that to me.
The Jags?
And I fucked up because I redid my order because Peterson, you know, the receiver I wanted was fucking Aguilar.
I let Aguilar go earlier, and I kind of wanted to pick him back up. But I only have 10 moves left already.
Oh, jeez.
I've been making moves like a bitch.
I started using my tight ends. And
everybody gets fucking hurt for me every fucking week.
I know. I don't know. I mean, he makes like he's got a fucking sad story. I know. Like
I do.
Sad story.
It is sad. I got bad for
him. Yeah, I know, right?
Fucking 4-1.
I know, right? Oh man, I'm having to make all these moves. It's good going on right now. 4-1.
Do we get on one of them big plays? Thanks. No look pass.
I got Washington 30-10. I just think that defense will stifle that.
God, I hope Jordan Reed finally catches a fucking touchdown because I need him in Walls' league because I'm only 4-1.
I know.
I probably already clinched the playoffs with some of the ham and eggers fucking thing.
I don't know. Maybe they fall asleep on the Niners a little bit. I don't know, but I hope the Niners.
I mean,
beat them.
To News Point, the goddamn Niners. Like if this was in San Francisco, I'd be smelling that maybe a little more. Maybe it doesn't matter, but
right.
The Niners have been fucking close.
I just heard those teams that are they're due to get somewhere here. I mean, they've been playing well enough.
Yeah.
Somebody's bound to get news to them.
Takes all it's going to take is a turnover, a bad call, something. You know,
You got it close. You got a Redskin.
I got it somewhat close. I had 46-17.
26-17.
Well, Jesus, you got the fucking Waterdeep files in there?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, he's like,
it's my little trap.
Like, I mean, like, it barely gets opened up. He's like, man, if I close it, you got to get open it.
Trump's ties to Russia. Yeah. It's not thick enough.
Jesus.
All right, now we got to do my upset. I did it. You said, were you smelling it?
Yes.
Right. 27-23 Steelers in Kansas City.
Right.
The chips are down. Big Ben needs to call it a day. Right. Le'Veon Bell's no good because he missed training camp. The fucking coaches suck. Antonio Brown's throwing water coolers all over the place. Martavis Bryant, I don't know, where'd he go? They got no tight ends. They got no defense. Where the fuck's TJ Watt? Oh, boo-hoo.
They're going to march in there and win.
They're going to win. They're going to hand the fucking Chiefs their first loss. Stay off of Facebook the next 3 or 4 days. Kind of times. But I'm just, I hope I'm wrong, man. I hope the fucking Chiefs just fucking boot stomp the curb out of them and just knock Big Ben's teeth down his throat.
Damn.
But, yeah, I just, I'm smelling the, all the planetary alignments are going to come into play. That fucking referee from Pittsburgh's probably doing the fucking game.
Probably all of them are.
Yeah. That's what I got. I got the Steelers pulling it off on the road.
I got a feeling. I got that feeling too, and I don't like it. However, I think we all get that feeling.
I think we all get that feeling every week because we just want the Steelers to just be done and over with.
Yeah, I am getting that vibe, but I am going to take the Chiefs. Kareem Hunt. And you know what? We can talk about Big Ben all we want. This fuck that Steelers defense. I'm getting tired of hearing how vaunted they are all of a sudden because when they
they're as good as Baltimore's.
Yeah, fucking. I think they're gonna run on them. Right. I think they're gonna make plays on them.
Right.
I'm gonna go 34-20 Chiefs.
Yeah.
Ooh, see, close to me,
dude.
Steelers offense has to start really showing me. I think Le'Veon, stats wise, they might look all right, but
Bell's been a good fantasy guy as much as everybody's been bitching about him.
Right.
But, I hate to always bring into fantasy, but that's what we do around here. I have the Steelers defense in Wallace's league, and I'm still was teetering on whether I should just not even play a defense because they just, I'm not going to sit here and make another move. I tried to get Washington, I tried to get Jaguars defense and Washington's defense. I should have just put the waiver claim in for Washington. I should have known somebody was going to be ahead. Because I was pretty down in the dumps on the waiver order. I don't know if I would have got Washington's either. But I thought, I don't know, I can smell it for the... So, I don't know, I said, I'm going to just bench a fucking Steelers defense and not play a defense. I was thinking it's not worth it. It's too easy to get negative out of a defense.
Right.
What do you got, Stu Meister?
Real quick about Hunt.
Which one?
Where the fuck is the... He's running back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck is the talent evaluation when he was not even going to be the starter? So what's his... He's like, the starter got hurt, and everybody's jumping on Kareem Hunt, and I'm like, just because the guy's all of a sudden a starter in fantasy, everybody jumps on him all the time.
That's what you're doing with the Packers running back right
now. All right, but this guy's been fucking, I mean, there's no way the other dude, I don't know what his name is.
I heard a stat on that Kareem.
West?
Yeah. I heard
Kanye, see ya.
I heard a stat on that Kareem Hunt. So he has he's averaging 6.3 yards a carry.
That's okay.
And he's got 7 runs over 20 yards. And not another team in the NFL has, the team in whole has runs of 7 20-yard-plus runs. He's got 7 of them on his own.
Wow.
Trent Cone might have been close if they wouldn't have been called out of fucking bounds.
yeah, right. Somehow the angle of the camera didn't look right in this.
That green you see between his foot and the line isn't real.
And just the way the painted
the line
was
wrong.
Yeah. If you would have rotated the camera like it should have been our 30 degrees,
and then photoshopped his
out of bounds,
and then photoshopped his foot out of bounds real quick with your Surface tablet. Anyway, no bitterness.
We digress.
The Bears still won.
Anyways,
yeah. So okay,
they didn't steal. I'll tell you who fucking would have, that motherfucker. I'll still say this: who fucking blocks the goddamn field goal? Runs in the end zone, might not even have to worry about that fucking overtime.
They might have just kicked the shit out of him. The route might have been on.
Soap bar's ass, like in Full Metal Jacket or whatever. The socks.
This is my rifle. This is my gun.
Yeah.
Do the Steelers play
for fun?
Four then?
Yeah, that was horrible. It's a 4:30.
I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I hope my defense scores like minus 50. I mean, I hope the fucking Chiefs just walk up to him and slap him right in the mouth.
They do.
And then everybody can blame Tomlin and Chiefs winning big, and everybody else.
Stewie's got a...
Everybody's fault with
him. Oh, he's opening up the black button.
Barely.
See?
Stewie's got a...
I have a 35-17 Chiefs.
Hey!
Their defense is just horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they get away with a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
What I've seen with pass interferences and holdings and everything.
Fumbles that aren't fumbles.
Yeah.
I got the Chiefs. I got them
comfortable.
Kinda
comfortable.
I got 30-20 Chiefs. I don't know. I just think too much Hunt. Too much. Tell you, the Chiefs got a pretty fucking potent offense. I mean,
it's humming right now. I think Alex Smith, I don't know if he's feeling the footsteps of Jimmy McWhat's his nuts there. The
he's nuts. Jimmy G nuts.
Yeah. Pat Mahomes,
yeah.
Or what, but I don't subscribe to Chiefs Weekly, but I mean, a little bit I've seen the Chiefs. All of a sudden, Alex Smith isn't just throwing the ball 3 yards.
No.
He's taking a couple shots downfield.
Yeah, I just don't think the Steeler defense can hold up again.
Yeah.
It would not surprise me if they go in there and get a big win, because that's what they do.
It's the kind of win they get. It's just the kind of win they get.
It's what they do.
Yep, I agree.
I mean, so
it's not going to surprise me a bit either. It's just, you know, I got to tell you right now from what I've seen of them, is they're kind of a Dolphins level to me. They need to start showing something. I mean, I don't want them to. But, I mean, they need to start showing me something to really start.
Quit talking about the names on the paper and actually do it between the lines. And quit blaming it's Todd Haley. Look at your fucking players and say, gee, maybe they're not as fucking great, as everybody says they are.
Put them up on to be. Right?
You know, go out and do it. You actually have to go out and do it. You can't just show up.
Right.
I hope they know. I mean, I'll tell you what. I'm maybe bold prediction, but Steelers lose this game here, I'm I'm thinking to me, I think the Bengals are the front runner to win that division. I just think they're the better team out of the three.
Well, it'll be interesting.
If the Steelers lose this game to Kansas
City. And it'll be interesting if they do, because then the Bengals play the Steelers the following week.
Yeah. Off the bye, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll definitely tighten shit up. I mean, the division's, I mean, as it stands right now, the Bengals are only a game behind them, so.
Right, and the Steelers have already beat them.
That would really, the way the Bengals started the season out.
Oh, yeah.
If that game next week is 2-3 Bengals at 3-3, or I don't know where it is, but 3-3 Steelers, I mean.
What a dynamic change from what you thought going in that first couple games.
Yeah,
you know?
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so that's everybody's upsets are covered.
And our team games are covered.
Team games. What other? There's some other big ones out
there. Green Bay, Minnesota?
Yeah, that's pretty big. I mean, Minnesota, I mean, I don't think. I mean, I got 28-17 Packers.
Bradford Club.
Bradford's smelling. He's feeling ghosts all around him. He's dropping.
I'll tell you what.
Is he playing?
Keenum's not that good.
I don't think he's playing.
He's probably not. I was
looking at something inactive.
Keenum's not
Bradford
good.
And that receiver, Diggs is inactive for.
Sue, you had your chance. I offered her a sweet
Diggs couldn't get into what you would do.
I offered her whatever receiver, basically Emmanuel Sanders, and my ninth round pick next year for Diggs and her 14th.
Yeah.
Because she's like 1-4.
Yeah.
And she didn't even fucking respond.
I got shut down by both Wallaces for Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson, which Watson I can understand a little bit, but Eric's got fucking like Breeze as a starter, I think. Mm-hmm. And Ryan's got fucking
Brady.
And I tried to trade for both, and like I offered like 3-round difference and Roethlisberger, which I get struggling, but you're gonna play him
He's still Roethlisberger, and you're gonna play him
1 week.
Right.
And they fucking both like rejected me down. Like Wallace, I understood because I mean Watson just, but you know it's a little bit of a gamble on my part because look, at some point he ain't gonna score fucking 5 touchdowns
every week.
Yeah, right. And if teams catch up to him, it very well could be a lot worse than that. And Wentz, like I mean, yeah, he's been good. I mean, he hasn't been just. You're gonna play him 1 week. I wasn't surprised at the Watson one, but the Wentz one, I was a little like
it's surprising that people don't want to make any moves.
Right, you're moving up 3 rounds. Like I can see maybe like they think, well, I'm not gonna help him out. You know, maybe I give him the guy, which I can understand that.
The biggest thing is
I
like,
just was a little surprised. Like, the Wentz one, I was a little surprised. Like you didn't your backup. I mean, it's your backup.
I guess the only thing is like 8 out of 12 teams make the playoffs. Right. So I get Sue, but Sue never even like. I initiated the conversation by saying, I don't know if you're – at the time, she was 0-4. I'm like, I don't know if you're ready to give up on the season yet, but – because it was right when Beckham went down. I'm like, I'd be interested in Diggs. And I thought, giving up a fucking 9th-round pick the following year, top 9. You start, like, 12 players.
Right.
You're picking a starting fucking player out of that for next year. For Diggs, who was banged up.
Right.
Now he's not going to play, and he's got a groin and everything else. I told Stango, I said, it'd be funny if she loses this week and she comes back and says, yeah, I'll take that deal. I'm going to say, well, deal's changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was last week.
I can understand this part, like you said, and I actually got a hold of Wallace and Eric, and I was like, I understand why you wouldn't take that trade. I probably wouldn't have either, just because, I mean, you got a guy that's riding a real hot hand right now.
And Wallace's thing is, even though he's 1-4, he's like, I've scored like the 3rd most points in the league. If I just get things run my way.
Right, that's why I have been in this one league.
See, that's the thing. That's why I wish the trade deadline was a little further back in that league. It's like the middle of November. Everybody's basically in it.
Right.
That's smart enough to be willing to talk about trades.
Right.
You know, and now it's like... Anyway, sorry, Fantasy Corner again, but...
It always shows up.
You know, I get to throw it in.
Yeah, but I got the Packers winning pretty easily. McKinnon is definitely better than Murray. Murray just didn't look good. I joked when I got here, he's like a slow Eddie George. he just doesn't look like he's got any kind of fucking burst, but that McKinnon did, I don't know, no offense, Jesse. I don't feel Case Keenum really. And
although he had looked serviceable,
I don't know. No Diggs. I mean, Diggs. It's in Minnesota. They have a good defense, but no.
I got 27-20 Pack. Yeah. I think they just do enough.
Take care of business.
That might.
Yeah, they're obviously the better team, especially with
Keenum in there, even though he's been.
Although Minnesota gives them fits.
Right? Yeah, they do. That's what, I mean, that's why I got it close, you know. Right. I mean, I don't think they'll blow them out. I wouldn't expect
it. I like this table here with it being a Sunday morning.
Yeah, I know, right?
I put two of my cans on the counter already.
Who you guys got? What you got, Stu?
I have a 24-21 Green Bay.
24-21
Yeah, my level. As a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Double it up.
24-21
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rams and Jags is actually a big game. That's hard to swallow.
That's been the talk this week. They're like, everybody's like, boy, at the beginning of the season, would you have said in week six, Rams and Jags would be a huge game?
Huge. People would
have laughed at you, you know.
Is it a big game?
No, it's a big game.
Rams Jags gets a big game.
I'll tell you, Jerry Goff's been the. I mean, it's easy to go the other way. Boy, the epitome of like, oh, this guy, man, he's a draft bust.
Right, right. Now look,
he's
at
looking
him.
Pretty fucking good. If you ask me,
I always
mean,
say Goff's kind of
prod, not full. You know,
I think Goff's the model like why the Bears should be playing Trubisky.
Right.
Let him maybe take some lumps.
Take some lumps. Let him,
you know.
I got Jacksonville at home.
Jacksonville Browns.
Yeah. It's kind of the West Coast going east again. Mm-hmm. I know that's sometimes, you know, people laugh when you say this
stuff.
It's
fairly legit.
I think it's pretty legit.
Got some legitimacy to it.
Jacksonville defense playing pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Should be. With all their number top three
picks.
Yeah,
I know. Jesus Christ.
Noose man Fournette running crazy.
Mm. I just hope they don't overuse him and be done in like 3 years.
We don't care.
I don't really give a shit about this season.
Fantasy owners, well, they don't
might,
care.
It might end up next year, depending on how fucking Elliott shit starts keeps playing out.
Right. Of course they're going to run them. They don't care. Once those rookie contracts ends, they can draft somebody else.
I got 27-17 Jacksonville.
I actually have the Rams for some reason.
Really?
I know what the reason is. Blake Bortles. That's the fucking reason. I got 23-20 Rams. And I like... Aaron Donald might just break Bortles in half. I mean, I don't know. That was going to happen. I don't know. I'm still cautious on the fucking Jags.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe a little bit of a letdown coming off that huge win in Pittsburgh last week.
Yeah, I don't know if Bortles is going to get away with just 8 fucking completions this week. But then, in London, Bortles looked like goddamn Joe Montana.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what you're going to get with him.
Yeah.
He's been like that for a few of the weeks, too.
Yeah,
like,
I just, it could be close. I mean, I don't know. I just went with gut on that.
Josh
23-20, it's not like I feel strongly about it one way or another. Mm. Oh, real quick, speaking of the Vikings, we were talking about their quarterback situation. Teddy Bridgewater has been cleared to practice, which is awesome. That injury sustained.
Yeah.
That's awesome, because people were talking like, he's
going to be gone.
Who knows,
but now the Bradford thing goes, you could end up seeing him playing this year, starting, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
Right. I'm going to go, I don't really see a big, huge score fest. I'm going to go... 17-16 Jacksonville.
Wow.
And if you like running the running game, this would be a good one to watch. But
Gurley's bounce back.
I had Gurley last year. I was picking at the end of the round like I always do.
Yeah, it was a great pick, I thought.
And I picked Gurley and he was horrible. But even though I told people, I said, even though it was a bad year for him, he still only scored like close to 10 points.
Right.
And I knew he was going to bounce back. He just went... It's earlier than I wanted to take him in my
and it was
for
hard
blood.
To know what the corner like my thought was my concern was like I considered him and said because I think he was there when I took Fournette I'm like get fuck Gurley is actually there but I'm like man what's that and all and I thought that was sold on Jacksonville but I'm like man it's gonna be like fucking like 10 out of the 12 in the box
right.
The quarterback.
Right.
So bad.
And I was so used to seeing that, I just couldn't.
Right. And I just, I mean, not that I'm complaining, Fournette. Great. Yeah. I mean,
I was right. Taking Fournette. I got cute and took Dalvin Cook.
Well, I almost did. Got wow. cute. Took, I did Dalvin. Was cute. It was a nice
pick. Oh, it was a took, great pick.
At that point, injuries. I took Fournette. Yeah. I was like sitting there, man, because I was like getting so.
I took Dalvin Cook because. Yeah. I like their quarterback situation right better than Blake Bortles and Jacksonville.
And you took him right after
I was smelling I Todd Gurley all over again.
Better than my fucking Marshawn Lynch pick.
Well, at least Lynch is still playing. I'll trade you fucking Dalvin Cook for Marshawn Lynch, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. I still think there's some room there.
I'll trade your 4-1 for my 2-3 record.
Matter of fact,
might be soon.
I just kept AP because I'm interested to see now with
Arizona.
I'm not getting my hopes up, but who knows? I mean, maybe.
A lot of people
I've
do.
I've never seen why he went to the same. I never understood why he went to the same. Because I'm guessing he's the only team
that's. Right. The only team that's not the right offense for him.
No.
At all.
It's probably the only team that offered him anything.
That's what I'm starting to think. Because he's a guy. He needs. And I'm not sure. Carries.
I'm not so sure that the Cardinals are the right team.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not either. But they're going
to
give him carries.
But a lot of people. Yeah. A lot of old people like to retire to Arizona. Yeah.
What do you got for that one, Stu?
31-21. Rams.
Jesus Christ.
Rams.
We're talking Rams and Jags.
Woo!
I know.
31.
Woo!
Who do you pick?
Yeah.
Rams.
So are we split? Me and Jay,
we're split.
Right? Jackson,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're
split. Oh, Brian's second team is Jacksonville. It's been so for 20 years.
Yeah.
Jacksonville screws him over every year, and he still loves him. Phillip Rivers screwed him over one time in fantasy, and he can't get over it. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Wow.
See? Thank you for proving my point. Other big game.
I'll tell you, 3-2, 3-2. Any hope for the Jets against the Patriots?
42-20 Patriots, so no.
Jesus Christ.
28-24 Patriots.
Come on.
Oh my God.
I'm not that far, but I'm around with Andy shit-kicking game. I'm going to go 28-10 Pats. I mean, I just don't see it.
Don't the Jets usually play them tough? It's in New York.
Yeah.
Don't
matter. 22-17 Patriots?
Aren't the Patriots usually like 4-1 at this point? They're not scraping on, trying to figure out if they're good or not.
Yeah.
I think Belichick. I mean, could you play can be.
I could see that and get that.
I can see it. The Jets have been more competitive than we give them credit for.
Everybody give them credit for, and I just know.
I don't think they're gonna win.
Of course. But Josh
McCown. He's the man.
Joshy football.
He looked like the fucking man already against
Frankenstein.
The Dolphins. The man, the myth. Fucking legend. Looks like Joe fucking Montana.
Have all those Busch Lights been drank yet? Do you have one more to say?
Good thing Stewie brought the 12 pack.
Well, goddamn it!
Dun, dun, dun. I know, man. I appreciate that.
Well, maybe Noose should have been sitting outside a Rolling Express, like, peeking in the windows, and he should have went to the fucking bars.
Yeah, the fucking
the bars are not even open.
The convenience stores.
Are you serious?
Yeah. On Sunday, Cornerstone's usually open in the morning.
The goddamn convenience stores don't even have beer in Bradford yet, because we're 12 years behind Warren, which is 12 years behind normal society. So anyway.
Oh,
thank you.
What else we got?
I owe you.
Yeah, it was Stewie here, babe.
Boy.
Stewie's a champ.
Much other key games, I don't think. I mean,
Raiders and Chargers. I mean, just for the sheer fact for the Raiders, maybe more than the Chargers, but...
Yeah.
I guess Carr playing
he's definitely playing.
He's definitely playing.
But don't know how long he'll play.
I hope he plays the whole fucking game and does... Decent, because I've got to fucking play him in fantasy.
Oh, boy, you put a pretty decent
I played him
pick
in my
auction.
I know.
Practically. You're like,
you were both in agreement. He was going to be the MVP of the league.
I
take him third round, I think.
I love Derek Carr, though, still. For this day.
I still think that offense is going
to right.
get things
done. Mr. Crabtree.
It can't be any fucking worse than what it's been. Murray Cooper needs to take his head out of his ass and catch a fucking football. Mm-hmm.
They need to trade Amari Cooper and make Crabtree the focus of the offense.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So your fantasy team?
He's on my fantasy team.
Crabtree is my best receiver now that Odell Beckham broke his face.
And his leg.
His leg and his fucking...
That's going to be my Halloween costume.
Strained his ACL.
But anybody Odell got a boot?
A boot?
I got 24-20 Raiders. You go Chargers, huh?
No, I can see it. No, I went Raiders only because Carr was playing. That I filled that in this morning because I didn't know who the fuck was playing quarterback.
I think it could be a 50-50
game. Even though, say what you want about EJ Manuel, he held himself okay last week as a backup quarterback. Right. 28-24 Raiders. I do think maybe Carr puts him over. I think
the Chargers are better than what their record, and boy, the Raiders have been struggling.
Boy, I mean, and don't they? I mean, I don't know how. I mean, that offensive line was dominant. Who can put a kick in their ass to say, let's go out and run the fucking football for Derek Carr and control this fucking game?
Right.
Now, the Raiders don't have a great defense. If they picked up Bowman, I think that's a nice pick for them. I mean, Khalil Mack's like the only fucking defense they've got. So, yeah, boy, the Chargers, I think they just are the bridesmaid once again.
Right. We got Stu.
I have a 26-17 Raiders.
Should be a
good
game to watch, though.
Raiders.
Raiders.
Are you going to be the lone wolf on the Chargers, or?
Go Chargers.
Rack them up. Is that an upset? That's got to be an upset. Yeah. Two upsets this week. I'll go fucking
Raiders 3.5.
West Coast upsets.
I could see it.
I'm
really
gonna take it.
Chargers are better. Yeah, Chargers are a better team.
Phillip Rivers is playing well this season, even though the team's 1-4 or whatever they are.
Right.
Give me the fucking Chargers, man.
I can see it.
24-21.
I can definitely see it.
Yeah. Do Raiders till they start getting out of their funk or whatever. I'll take the Chargers. Divisional game, man.
Go Chargers, go.
Go Chargers, go. Chargers, you son of a bitch.
I don't know. I don't really think there's any other key ones. You can just kind of go down through.
Dude.
Go ahead.
Okay. Man, you're going to buy another one, dude.
No, that's why I bought a 12-pack.
Oh. Well, next weekend, dude, I'll bring some extra so I can give you some.
How bad do the Texans kick the shit out of
the Browns? Houston Texans.
That's a good question. I'm going to go fucking Kevin Hogan.
Houston, Texas.
Kevin Hogan is like Dave Craig on Deck Bowl, but he's accurate.
Okay. Ooh, is this a Cleveland game we're doing?
17.
Yeah, I figured we just kind of.
Sure. Quick picks, yeah.
I'm going with 34-17.
Close to that. Close to that.
I'm close. I went 35-10.
Okay. I'm close to you.
All right.
I got 34-17.
We're all in the ballpark.
34-20. Sorry.
Oh, all right.
34-20. That's
right.
35-13.
Ooh.
Mm.
Man.
And I hope Will Fuller has some bit of this 35.
So do I.
Boy,
I hope Watson does, too.
Well, I would assume if Fuller does, Watson does.
Yeah, well, I assume. But who knows? Maybe it takes 10 end rounds.
Maybe.
This one's a kind of important. Kind of big game.
Bucks and Cardinals.
Yeah, Tampa Cardinals.
It is. I mean, both teams, I mean, it's early enough. I mean, I'm sorry. Both these teams are probably, I don't know. The NFC West isn't really that great. About as good as the last Kanye West album.
Let me just fucking take speaking of the last, that's about when the Cardinals might have been actually had players that were young enough to play.
It started to look like a retirement home over there,
right? Yeah, it's bad. Give me the fucking... Wrap up the Buccaneers. Lock that fucking thing up.
Lock it down.
Lock it.
Lock it down.
And I'll go 24-10. Lock it.
Oh!
I ain't a Cardinal.
There's a key and a lock.
Good. So I'll get two upsets. I'll get a lock. And I'll be damn right again.
Well, I got Tampa favorite in this one, actually.
So it's just a lock.
Tampa by
I'm just locking that. I don't know, but my two upsets were the two West Coast Chargers and the
Yeah, you had the Chargers. Okay.
Right. Well, you don't have to lock it up because the Cardinals are going to win at home 31-27. So I just took the key. I unlocked your lock.
Peterson go crazy?
No. No. He's going to have 7 carries. I didn't sign up for no 7 carries. And Bruce Arians is going to punch him in the face and take a whip or whatever and whip him in the ass.
Well, what about Larry Fitzgerald? What's he going to do?
At least 10 catches.
Good. That's good.
That Cardinals at home are a little different. I mean, they make the opposing team come in and take the rattlesnakes out of the stadium, so that always gets them thrown off the start. Winston's not been right, and I got him in fantasy, believe me. Believe me, nobody knows Jameis Winston. Nobody trusts me. Believe me. I don't know. I think it's two average teams. I got 27 goddamn points for the Bucks. It's not like I got them getting beat like 4-3.
I get that.
I think at home. I don't know. I hope the Bucks win. I hope Winston goes crazy.
The Cardinals.
I hope Doug Martin goes crazy. I got him in the Bradford Club.
The Cardinals are just like they just like got old and decrepit.
They
like,
did, but their games were pretty much.
And they got older when they signed Peterson.
Yeah.
Their games are close, though.
I got a close.
I just think just enough at home. Just enough at home. I'm sorry.
I got a close.
No, I mean,
I got a real close.
I got a Tampa, though. I got 26-23.
I think Tampa should be the better team. I just don't know what the fuck's going on there.
Yeah, you're right about Winston.
Yeah, you don't know what to expect.
And, like, that's their team. Like, I'm a, like, look, it's not a finished season, so that's an offense I'm expecting to, like, fucking with DeSean Jackson and Evans.
Jackson finally blew up. Jackson blew up last week, but they lost. Yeah, honestly, I don't.
Yeah.
21-20 Bucks.
That's a guy that's not sure.
No, he's not the lone wolf. Andy picked the Cardinals.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're the lone wolf on the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You picked the Bucks. Sorry, I thought you picked the Cardinals.
So we just got the night games, right?
Working on my night games.
I hope Eli throws 10 picks, and they all get returned for touchdowns, because I got Denver defense. 28-13 Broncos. Eli's got nobody to throw to.
Well, wait a minute. If they have 10 returns for touchdowns, how does your score work?
Well, it might have been exaggerated.
Oh, my God.
I want to go next on this. I'm going to go 20-6 Broncos. Fucking.
We're close.
I mean, the Giants are a hot mess.
You fucking and better believe it.
No, the Giants were a hot mess, and then they lost Beckham and Marshall and
everybody else.
That fucking, you know, how much is the owner thinking, man, God damn it. I should have, why did I do with Tom Coughlin? Why did I just for this poorest offensive coordinator? I made a coach.
McAdoo, the cookie.
McAdoo's horrible.
Sorry. Oh, the guy's. I mean, he makes Mark Trestman look like fucking.
Get rid of him. He's got to go. They need a stable coach.
What about you? I've been seeing some kind of rumbles about it. Time for them to move on from him.
Yeah, we've been saying that for 10 years.
Right?
Maybe I just make Eli the coach.
Right?
He's much more animated than coach. I can do.
I've never been a huge Eli fan, but I still think that gives them something.
I realize he was 36.
I don't like fucking coaching.
I didn't realize he was that old.
Yeah.
I knew
36.
Yeah, I didn't realize
he was right. I still think he could give them something. I just.
We're just old.
I'm not a fan. I'm not. I don't think the coaching is well. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. McAdoo's over his head. Yeah. He has no business being a fucking head coach.
I agree. And this team is. It's just. Fucking piling downhill. Give me the Broncos and their big defense. Giants are
their big defense and their big balls.
No fly zone.
They're hurting. Give Evan Ingram some points and I'll be fine. 26 Broncos.
I got 23-9 Broncos.
Mm. Yeah.
I still think the Giants have a good.
I got
defense.
The Giants having a big offensive explosion with 13.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh,
I have a 38-6.
Ah! Whoa! Maybe I had to play Emmanuel Sanders. We're going to turn off the recording.
Oh, those are all defensive touchdowns.
Oh, okay.
I played Will Fuller for Houston over Emmanuel Sanders.
So did I, so it makes no difference.
Makes no difference. I get it.
My thing is, and I actually picked him up in the one league, but because I had to get rid of Kyler. I had to.
Simeon,
he is so up and down. Like, right. He led the league in touchdowns at one point.
Who,
but,
Simeon?
Yeah.
I have Simeon somewhere.
Yeah.
Bradford.
No. I got.
He has seemed to be better at home, though.
Right.
So.
I got my brothers in the Bradford club. I got Cam Newton and fucking Deshaun Watson.
Brothers.
From another mother's.
I guess I should play a disclaimer that I'm not racist.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. Trump will be on your ass.
Watch
and,
that. You know?
Should cut him. Cut him.
Cut him for being black.
Yeah. The Rocket Man.
Rocket Man. Forget about it. I'm the Rocket Man. I have more nukes than he does.
Yeah.
Nobody knows nukes better than I do. I know nukes left and right. I know the codes. Nah, people don't know the codes. I know the codes. I've got the codes. It's unbelievable. Fantastic codes.
I'm secretly the Rocket Man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's what they did that just for me. It's unbelievable. Fantastic codes.
As the song Land of Confusion is playing.
Yes. So the Monday Nighter, and we still don't really
Jesus
know.
Jesus Christ!
I don't know if Mariota's playing. He's kind of expected to, but they haven't really said.
You know what? I just did it. I had 24-20 Colts. Laugh all we want about Brisket. He's actually been playing decent.
Pretty good.
I got to think, if Mariota's that questionable, is he going to be able to do the things he normally does?
Right.
Is he going to run, make the play outside the pocket? Plus, boy, my surprise fucking Titans team might be a couple years away. I don't know what the fuck's going on here. They're
defense
not very
is
good.
Bad.
Yeah, defense is bad.
I got 23-16 Colts.
Yeah.
I went Colts, too. I don't know.
They're another one. Take a small, I mean, it's easy in hindsight, but take a small fucking score receiver at 6. When you had fucking Marshawn Lattimore sitting there, possible high-end corner for defense, you needed secondary help. Right. I don't know. I mean, that doesn't make a play.
These GMs get cute sometimes with their picks.
Like, I mean, I understand you want to help Mariota, but you could have done that in different ways.
Yeah, right. But sometimes you think you could get a guy like that in the second round. And if somebody else is high on him, they take him and move on.
I mean, look, who knows? We'll see, but... Anyways, I'm going to take fucking 14-10 Titans, I guess.
Ooh.
Barn fucking burner.
So you don't really want to watch this Monday night game?
No, I probably chances are I probably won't.
So I won't. So you're saying they should have played the Star Wars trailer in this game.
Right.
Yeah. They should have played the Star Wars fucking movie.
Early release.
Yeah. I mean, I just, it could be, who knows, it could be that Niners Rams surprise.
Yeah, 38,
you know, like, holy shit, wait a minute, what I meant.
Right.
I don't know. Where's Luck at? Has he started practicing?
Kind of practice.
I was there before he ran scout team.
Okay.
And they said he picked the defense apart.
So.
Which isn't much.
No.
Right.
But it showed that he was looking good.
All right, and you're starting to get, okay.
Not to go back to fantasy, but that's what we do, apparently.
It is kind of back to fantasy, but this is more about a player on the team. I mean,
right.
They always said, look, he's going to start practicing start doing something, obviously, before he's going to play.
He's been practicing for a couple weeks now.
So you're going to see him soon.
Yeah, and I need him to come in.
They're right in the mix in that division.
Yeah, they're hanging on. And they're
I have to make one more comment.
Great trade to get Brissa.
I am fucking tired. Let's get the pencil in Andrew Luck in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, we've been saying that since he was drafted.
Fucking way. Right. Like, I understand. And he showed the flashes. But, I mean, what? This is like 2 or 3 seasons now where he's missed significant time.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, he was off kilter when he played last year. I mean, let's...
Didn't play great in the playoffs.
And I like Andrew Luck. Don't get me wrong.
No, I'm getting tired of hearing most teams in the league.
Like, someone that got penciled in the Hall of Fame. It's like, dude, he ain't
we've said that since. I mean,
right now. I'll tell you that.
Most teams would like to have Andrew Luck as their quarterback, although the cost that the Colts are paying is unbelievable. But, yeah, I mean, temper it back a little bit.
I mean, he can end his career now. He ain't going to Hall of Fame.
He needs to get better. Right. I mean, he just turns the ball over.
He's had some nice stuff, nice flashes, but, I mean, the injuries have been really caught up on him. Boy, he got old before. He's like talking about feeling old. Like, what happened? All of a sudden, he's like 28, 29 years old. Yeah.
So, Stu, are you going to make Noof the lone wolf on the Titans?
Nope.
Mm.
I went 26-20 Colts.
Well, then Noof.
Colts, so he is the lone wolf.
Yeah.
Wow, I thought I was going to be the lone wolf on the Colts.
I thought we'd have maybe at least a split or the other way around.
At some point.
My thing is the Mariota thing.
That's what.
Boy, Matt Castle plays.
Well, it's over.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even play the game.
And like you said, if Mario, even if he does play, is he going to be
able to do... Is he that game time, or is it just gamemanship?
Right.
Yeah. Not gay manship. Gamemanship. I'm not anti-gay, believe me. Although that sounded...
That makes you sound gay. Yeah.
Believe me. I don't mind a cock and balls once in a while. Move along.
Move along.
Carry on.
Anyway.
How? Oh, boy. Yeah, I think that's it then, right?
That's all of them. What's the next Thursdays?
Shit.
You got it.
Yeah. We'll get it.
Yeah. While he's doing that, I'm excited about Trubisky. I'm sorry. I mean, it gives me a reason. Like,
well, yeah.
It gives me a reason to actually want to go home and watch the Bears game. You know, I want to watch Trubisky play.
Trubisky. Well, yeah, you got something to be a little excited about. Finally.
Glimpse of what, hopefully, you know, the even most important position. And
even if they're, you know, obviously they're probably not going anywhere this year, but at least get a little glimpse into the future.
Yeah, you know? You'd like to see him progress and say, you know what, finally the quarterback position is in fairly good hands. And then you build from there, because quite honestly, come April, I'm going to say, boy, I wish they'd have lost all those fucking games coming in, right. You know? Because I do believe if the Bears draft top three, they're going to be fucking trading shit up.
Scroll through this roster on the left-hand side. That's the roster I'm more than foreign, dude.
Chiefs at Raiders is next Thursday's
Christ,
game.
Dude. Chiefs at Raiders. Chiefs at Raiders. Boy, I wish I knew. I'll tell you what, if the Chiefs beat the Steelers, I'll take the Raiders.
In kind of a
I just think it's a trap.
And it's a divisional. It's a divisional.
Divisional on the road.
That's next what? Thursday.
That's Thursday's game, yeah.
If Carr doesn't get hurt in this game,
right?
They're at full strength and they sign Navarro Bowman Monday. Hey, look. Fuck you guys. I had the Raiders win in the division. A lot of people had the Raiders being.
That's one in the AFC Championship game. A lot of people, you know.
Yeah, I'll take the Raiders to beat the Chiefs. Chiefs on the road. They're not invincible.
I'll take that too.
Me too.
On the early caveat.
Right. There's a lot of shit that can happen. VJ Manuel's playing that game.
Right.
I have a hard time with that Raiders defense. And the way the Chiefs have been playing offense, I got a hard time picking the Raiders in that game. I think I'll go Chiefs.
Okay. Something like Ed Fox.
You're going through a hard time. Scotty and Bo are sleeping on a mattress in the back, waiting for Stanko to buy jerseys from China from us when Munch can just get them directly.
Call the wolf directly.
Oh, you calling a wolf? Oh, you happy now, motherfucker?
Shit, Negro, that's all you had to say. Pulp Fiction again. We're not racist.
This is where I got my
fucking best. I
still always lean towards Jaws, but yeah, Pulp Fiction's pretty
good. High on the list.
High
on the list.
Hard movie to follow, though.
That's what's great about
it. That's what helped make it unique, but I just have lines, too, you know?
Oh, dark comedy. People don't get that's actually a comedy.
Right.
All right, so that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it. We'll sign off, and I'll get to see Trubisky throw his interceptions today. They'll pull him for Glennon, and I'll
burn your
myself.
Jersey.
You going to burn your jersey? Then
with me wearing it.
Tara, dump some gasoline on me. I'm burning this thing.
No, I'm not mowing the lawn. I'm killing myself.
No, I did that yesterday.
Killed yourself?
No, mowed the lawn.
Same difference. I got to mow my lawn. Anyway, I'm not talking about my wife.
Anyway. Too nice. Mowed the yard yesterday, washed car, cleaned the inside, outside of the car.
Sounds like a great weekend.
Better than sitting inside doing nothing yesterday.
That's what I do.
Oh, we went outside. I had the sprinkler out. Philip was running through the sprinkler.
Because I was recovering from driving.
Well, that's
hours.
What I kind of thought. Maybe you'd be better off doing this Sunday than trying to do.
I would have been all right yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad it worked. It was too nice out. Like, Philip and I were outside all day. I smoked a chicken. That was great.
Chicken.
Chicken. So we'll sign off. And by the way, I don't know if next Friday is off for me. I'm going to Zubu in Erie.
Zubu.
And look at this guy. He made a nice maid.
This one's almost... Oh, let me
Jesus Christ. My Lord. You're like that waiter that's too excited to get the table cleared.
Oh, my God. It was like backwash. He's got to make sure he gets finished.
Oh, my dad always gets pissed about that.
You want a tip for cleaning the table?
It's great. I had a sip of it. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, as part of the sign-off, so next week, I can't do Friday. I don't know if anybody's interested in a Bradford cast where I don't do Smokey Joe's barbecue tour. The only reason I said that, because the following weekend after that, it's the Halloween party, which I'm spending the night for, if that's all right.
Right.
So it would be the only chance to watch a movie outside if you guys wanted to do a podcast and a movie and not Smokey Joe's barbecue tour.
What night?
Saturday night.
I'll probably Saturday. Follow you out again because I'm still not...
If that works for you guys. Yeah. You would do the podcast. If anything, maybe I'd throw some hot dogs in the steamer or something stupid like that. And then we just actually do the podcast, do a movie.
I'll bring a case of beer, so don't bring no beer next week.
Jesus.
So anyway, that's something to chew on. Anyway, so going to go watch Trubisky and hope he's not terrible.
Right.
And watch some football and then have a good Sunday lined up. So with that, I'm Munch, and I just want to talk a little bit real quick about the Chargers and Raiders. When I was a little boy in Austria, I was 18 years old, and I was dreaming about being the greatest lift waiter in the whole world. And I love the San Diego Chargers. I don't
good
know if it was,
Chargers, go.
I don't know if it's their lightning bolts or Dan Fouts. If I came to America with two nickels in my pocket and muscles, and I lifted weights, and I became governor of California, and I got to say, go Chargers, go. And I'm out.
This is Stanko. Cowboys are off. Thank Christ. At least they can't blow another fucking lead. Ezekiel Elliott's going to be fucking suspended more likely when they come back from the fucking bye. That's fucking great. You know what? I'm going to say right now, Dallas misses the playoffs.
No.
I'm going to say right now they make it. I think they go 8-8 at best. No. Miss the playoffs. Season's over.
Trade for Sean Payton.
Maybe.
Season's
about over.
They got the Eagles twice still. When do they play the Eagles first? Look at your fucking pocket schedule.
Oh, yeah. Well, Christ, man. There'd have to be some goddamn crazy fucking miraculous shit. They for them to fucking beat the Eagles.
Listen. When we talked about it in the season preview, you talked about how brutal, totally brutal, their schedule was to start. Didn't go exactly. I'm sure you plan on them beating the Rams.
Well, to start and just... I mean, it doesn't get...
Their defense is
a little better, I guess.
Yes, thank you.
Not really, though. Look, they come back from the bye. They got at the Niners, which, okay, whatever. At the Redskins, which sucks. Chiefs at home, not good. Well, at the Falcons, not good.
Chiefs at home by in Kansas City?
No, in Dallas. Oh. But the Dallas home field doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but
first time to play the Eagles.
Beef jerky.
Eagles first game, Sunday night, November 19th. That's the first Eagles game at Dallas.
That'll be a big one.
Chargers at home, Redskins at home, at the G-Men, at the Raiders, Seahawks at home, and then they finish up at the fucking Eagles. So, I don't know, man. 8-8 is what I'm looking at. Season about over.
Now, they make the playoffs, or I will.
If they don't fucking. Don't
say that.
If the fucking defense is going to be giving up 30 fucking points a game, season over.
I will.
And I don't see that getting any better.
I will make sriracha ice cubes in the freezer and stick one up my ass if Dallas only goes 8-8.
You better start fucking freezing them now.
No.
Because the NFC's. It's going to be tough getting a fucking wild card, I think, out of the NFC.
Well, they got their bye, they got to regroup. No offense to Elliott. I think they can survive without him if he is suspended 6 games. Dak is going to go crazy. I love Dak Prescott. I'm sorry. Maybe it's my man crush. Maybe he's taking over for Russell Wilson.
New man crush.
Maybe. The guy's awesome. I mean.
I like him too.
The guy's awesome. He's just so cool and calm. He does the right things. He doesn't force the ball to people. I mean,
right?
Yeah, you're right. They can't give up 35 points every fucking game, but they're not going to play the Packers every fucking game. I mean, the Packers are going to score 35 against more than just Dallas.
Yeah, they gave up 35 to the Rams, too.
Well, and the Rams scored 48 against a couple teams this year, so relax.
Yeah, well.
In the words of Aaron Rodgers.
Those teams that they scored 48 relax. Against, they aren't making playoffs either, so.
L-A-X.
And throw up the X.
I'm done. I'm out.
You're done. He's out. I'm trying to be, like, coaching him.
It's not working.
Yeah, kick his ass at Wee Bowling next week or 2 weeks from now. I'm really gonna put a crimp on his fucking shit.
I need a
Halloween party. Who's coming?
I might be coming this year.
You better wear that shirt. Get it washed up.
No, I need a leg cast.
Wee Bowling, man. No, it's been a while since I've done that. Yeah.
I want to do that outside on a big screen.
That'd be cool.
Remember how we
were doing that? Like, that was like.
I have Jaws 2 and Jaws 3, and maybe I do have The Revenge.
Oh, because I just picked up, because I didn't have Jaws 2.
I have Jaws 2.
I went to Walmart, and they had Jaws 2 and the other
3D and Revenge. I got, like, the special edition of Jaws, where it had, like, all this extra... Shit, it's pretty sweet, man. Well, I've seen the movie, and it's got all the
time to watch them again.
Features. So are we done? We good? You guys sign off?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we did sign